Chapter 1.
What's inside this book? Welcome to my book about getting your music to people, into people, and through people. You deserve a little preview of what's inside, so I'm going to introduce you to all of its main ideas right now, all at once. It'll be a bunch of declarations in a row, like reading a table of contents, but it'll give you an idea of what's to come. Ready? Marketing is an extension of your art. Business is just as creative as music. Marketing means being considerate. Focus on others. See yourself from their point of view. Being weird is considerate. All opportunities come from people. Stay in touch with everyone. Use a database. People skills are counterintuitive. To be helped, be helpful. Persistence is polite. Be resourceful. Ask for help, but never wait for help. Call the destination and ask for directions. Get specific about what you want. The music industry is run by cool people like you. Don't put them on a pedestal. Describe your music in a curious way, and it will travel further and faster. Be extreme and sharply defined. Target a niche. Proudly exclude most people. Money is just a neutral representation of value. Be valuable to others, not just yourself. People like to pay. Decide if you're at the starting line or the finish line. Nobody knows the future, so focus on what doesn't change. Whatever scares you, go do it. That's it. That's the whole book. These tiny chapters will explain these points. At the end of each one, I'll give you the web address of that chapter where you can read the interesting comments or questions people have about it. When you're done reading this book, please email me to let me know. Anyone who finishes this book is my kind of person, so please introduce yourself and feel free to email me any questions. All of my contact info is at sivers.org. That's SIVERS.ORG. Thanks.
Go to sivers.org/MYM1. Chapter 2.
Some quick context for these stories. This book is entirely about you and your music, but I use some of my stories as examples. So here's my context, as short as can be, to set the stage for this book. Since I was 14, all I wanted was to be a successful musician. First, I graduated from Berklee College of Music in Boston. Then, I got a job at Warner Chappell Music Publishing in New York City. There, I learned a ton about how the traditional music industry works. I'll tell you about that soon. Then I quit my job and became a full-time professional musician. I played over 1,000 shows of all types. I was also a session guitarist and a sideman. Then I ran a recording studio, booking agency, record label, and more. I made a website to sell my CD. Then my musician friends asked if I could sell their CD too. So I called it CD Baby, and soon it became the largest seller of independent music online. Over 150,000 musicians sold their music directly through me. I have a different book about that, called Anything You Want. I started to see the music business from the other side. I found out what it was like to be on the receiving end of musicians' music. I became friends with successful people inside the music industry, and I heard their perspective. I saw thousands of musicians succeed, so I paid attention to how they did it. That's when I started writing my observations in this book. I felt like a spy, giving you the report from the inside, telling you how to get in. Now listen up, and I'll tell you everything I know.
Go to sivers.org/MYM2.
Creative.
Chapter
3. Art doesn't end at the edge of the canvas. Imagine you see a caged feather on a museum wall. The sign underneath says the artist is a political activist in jail. Imagine that same caged feather again, but instead, the sign says the artist is a high school kid in Florida. Or imagine that the only way to see it is to crawl deep into a shrinking tunnel that opens into a room of mirrors where the caged feather is suspended by a thread. Same feather, very different perceptions. The way you present your art and what people know about it completely changes how they perceive it. Therefore, your art doesn't end at the edge of the canvas. Your creative decisions continue all the way to the end. Now think about the way you create and release music. You have a tiny idea for a song. You flesh it out into a full song. You give it layers of instruments. You choose its texture when recording. You come up with an album title and the visual look of your photos and videos. Every step so far has been a creative expansion of your original idea. So now it's time to put it out into the world. Do you turn off all that creativity? Just upload the song to the usual places and announce it like everyone else? No! Your creative process hasn't stopped. Flaunt your artistic freedoms and have some fun with it. The way you communicate with the world, how you make your music available, the stories you tell about your music and yourself. These are all the continuation of your creation. Marketing is the final extension of your art.
Go to sivers.org/ext.